Are you passionate about art, artist, or a collector? Maybe you want to have a big collection one day. Well, you might be able to turn this passion into an opportunity to diversify your investment portfolio. Sarah Johnson is Director of Wealth Planning at BMO Private Wealth. She joins us now to tell us how you might be able to add some art to your portfolio and the things that you should consider if you might gift it one day. She's in Kelowna, British Columbia. Hello there.
Hi, thank you for having me.
This is a sub-strand of the broader investment world. How did you, what was your interest in this? Were you an art person? How did you develop this as an area of expertise? I would be terrible at this. I don't know about art. I don't even know what I like.
That's a very good question. So I kind of feel like I grew up surrounded by artists. I'm Italian. And, you know, when I was little, my parents used to have these wonderful dinners with artists and curators and things like that. So I kind of grew up with it.
That would be very helpful and more common for Europeans than for Canadians. We don't live in that world quite so much. I do want to ask you where you think investments in works of art could fit into one's portfolio, and portfolio obviously broadly defined.
Yeah, exactly. I think that, first of all, art is a capital asset. So we can think of it as either a tangible or an intangible investment. So from a tangible perspective, you know, it's a method that we can use to diversify risk management. It has been proven to have low correlation with other assets. We also can use it to create collections, so surround ourselves with tangible things, beautiful things, and decorate our homes with it.
Mm.
There is a brand new trend in that millennial fashion, cross-collecting kind of thing.
It is very easy to put stock holdings into a net worth calculation, because whatever the market price is times the number of shares you have is what that value is in the asset area of that personal balance sheet. Art less so. I mean, anything done by my 9-year-old is priceless. But those other amateurs out there, I mean, they've probably got a dollar value associated with the art. How do you calculate that as a person who works in wealth management? How do you help clients figure out what their art is worth?
That is a fantastic question. It really depends on your team. And surrounding yourself with really good valuators, specialists over the genre, because a sculptor and a sculpture can be valued in a different way than a photograph. So then an experiential art piece like a Murakami or a piece that is more cultural, related to art history and things like that. So really surrounding yourself with the right people that have the expertise, not only in the genre, but in general, as the experience that they've seen, not only what art can get at auction, but have a good relationship and networks with gallerists and curators. That's very important.
I have no emotional connection to most of the stocks that I hold in my portfolio. They're stocks. I hope they're going to rise and give me a dividend. Art, on the other hand, I can imagine that collectors may have a deep emotional connection to, either to the artist or to the work itself. Is there a risk that can muddy your water as you try and bring together the emotional characteristics of owning something versus the very practical and financial driven reasons to own something?
That is very true. And the answer would be yes. There is a risk that your emotional capital will play within the, the decision making over the financial reasons why you want to collect something over something else. So I think it really depends on why you're collecting and who you are. You know, are you yourself an artist and you're collecting to add to your own legacy? Or are you a collector? You are a fan? Are you doing it just to, inspire yourself? Are you doing to inspire your family? Or is it a cultural cachet? You want to be part of the cool cats club? It really boils down what emotionality you are adding and connecting to the art piece per se.
What are the most important things that investors in art should keep in mind from an estate plan standpoint? We hear all these, you know, both hilarious and tragic examples of people finding art that was jammed behind a, you know, a bookcase in the living room, and it turns out to be in a Matisse, and it's like $3 million, and nobody knew that people had it and all that stuff. What are the things that the art investor should keep in mind on the estate planning front?
I think that it's never too early to think about death, even in art collecting. Really, you know, I would think that actually the most early stages, the accumulation stages, are the most vulnerable and they're most open to poor planning. So I think one of the biggest, you know, it's a series of questions that we ask clients when they come in and they, you know, they share with us that they have a collection. So things like, you know, why are you collecting? Do you want to keep your collection together intact, or do you want to distribute your works to your children, to third parties, to museum? And have you contacted the museum? Have you done any research on actually what the museum is carrying, or is it just because it is the most important museum in your town? You know, also, do you want to create a trust, like a separate structure that will keep your art together? Do you own your art yourself, or do you have it in a holding company? Because then we're not thinking about succession of art, we're thinking about succession of shares. Mm. You know, do you have it in a private foundation, or, you know, are you living in a province that allows to create multiple wills, so that one can be done specifically for your art collection with a separate executor that has expertise in that area?
Now, gifting art is something that people do as part of their estate plan, but also when they're alive, they might feel that that's something that they want to do to contribute either to an individual or to a charity. In some ways, gifting stock is simpler because, for a bunch of reasons, value among them. But as we think about gifting art, what are some of the issues that need to be sorted out? Like, is there capital gains tax like there would be if it was stock?
Great question. So, again, it depends on who's gifting. So if it is the artist and the collectors, artist collectors, we call it, that they're gifting, their art, even though it's a capital asset, is considered part of their inventory. So they can actually choose to donate and get a tax deduction based on the expenses that they have done and they have, you know, supported to create it, or based on the fair market value of the art piece. If it is a collector as a private individual, then they can actually donate it and, you know, at cost, unless they kept the art piece for at least 3 years, then they can try to donate it at fair market value. At this point, there is a little twist, because if the art that they have, of what we call it, a close association with Canadian history, it might be used for academic studies, again, to support national heritage. The collector might be able to obtain a certificate from the Canadian Cultural Heritage Export Board. And this certificate is very important. It's basically a process that Canadian Cultural Property Review Board will do over the art piece. They actually do their own appraisal, which is a third-party independent appraisal, and that might last up to 4 months sometimes. And then they'll be able to issue a tax certificate for the fair market value of the donation. And you can make that donation to, you know, qualified art galleries or museum or university. There is a list of designated art galleries. I think there are about 300 right now. And their valuation is valid for 2 years. So you don't, you know, you have 2 years to make up your mind. Now, from a deduction or a credit perspective, you will get a tax credit, which is different if it is a cultural certified piece versus just the donation of art to a charitable institution. And the tax receipt that you get can be credited over your net income. And you have up to 5 years to do that.
Wow. Well, clearly there's much for us to talk about about on this topic, Sarah. I wish we had more time. I appreciate you taking some of yours and giving it to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah Johnson, Director of Wealth Planning at BMO Private Wealth. We were talking about art as an element of your portfolio. Clearly, you can trust your gut and love what you love, but you need to do some thinking and planning when it comes to the financial component.